T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
First two innings, we gave it away. You know, I'm upset about it because we understand all hands on deck, but you cannot warm up your bullpen after the first batter. I mean, that instills no confidence throughout your lineup, throughout your pitching staff. This is a team that have scored so many runs. You can't say we're not going to score today. That's what it sounds like. We're not going to score today. It was just ugly. It was a disaster. And 1-3-0, this team misuses the bullpen early, caused us not to hold a lead later on in the ballgame. So just an ugly game. It was a disastrous show. This team deserved better because of the way they played this year. There's no other nice way to put this.
That was a very unhappy Frank Thomas after the White Sox playoff ouster. That was in the postgame on NBC Sports Chicago, which is must-watch television, with Frank Thomas and former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen talking about the shortcomings of this team, and one of them was believed to have been the manager. And today, the White Sox moved on from Rick Renteria, letting him go and beginning the search for the next manager for this team's expected phase of contention. This segment is brought to you by PropSwap, and we invited you, the White Sox fan, to join us with your thoughts, because it's a big day. Another team, another Chicago team, has decided to move on from Ricky Renteria. On the one hand, the Cubs did so because a preferred candidate was immediately available, and they decided to move on that because of a unique opportunity and knowing what was possible beforehand. I don't know if the White Sox have some similar knowledge of one of the available candidates now, but given the opportunity to improve, when you are ready to win, it seems to be the move to make, because there are certain things at which Ricky Renteria is just not good enough. And I think Steve Stone was very clear on what those things are, whether it was lineup construction or tactics or some defensive responsibilities. And most importantly, the most important thing that a manager does now in baseball is manage that pitching staff. 312-644-6767. As always, when there's big news, we are here to talk to you about it. Dwayne is in Lombard, and he's on the Score.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
We're good. What's up?
What do you think about Sandy Alomar Jr. as possibly coming over to the White Sox? I mean, he would get along with all the Cuban players real well.
Why?
He's smart. He's smart enough.
Why would he get along with the Cuban players real well?
I think he could manage them better.
Why?
I think Ricky just didn't have the chemistry with them.
Why do you think that Sandy Alomar Jr. would do better with the Cuban players?
I would think he would be more knowledgeable with them.
Why?
His experience.
And which Cuban players do you think underperformed due to Ricky Renteria?
I would have to say, I honestly think that when Ricky started from that Cleveland game, when he put Rodon in, it got into the heads of like Roberts, Jimenez.
Okay, Jimenez isn't Cuban.
What about Roberts and Abreu?
You think Abreu had a problem this year? Is the possible
AL
MVP?
I just think he got his... He went into a slump during the big games, and I blame Ricky for that.
Like the home run during the playoff game?
I'm talking the final game.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot. In South Holland, this is Daryl on the score.
Hey, Dan, this is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, real quick, I didn't see this coming. This was a wild moment for me. I really thought they were going to go after the pitching coach. I'll tell you why. I think if you look at this pitching coach, returning, they got about seven starters, right? They're only going to take five. But if you take everybody, Kopech comes back and everybody they have, they're about seven starters. Stuff-wise, Cease and Lopez have great stuff, but they just can't get the ball over the plate. So I thought they would go after a new pitching coach.
They probably will.
And they probably need to go after a new pitching coach, but I didn't see them just getting rid of Renteria like this. But I do understand everything that Stone says and what you said, and I'm trying to lean toward that way. My second point I wanted to ask you, other than Hinch and Cora, who else? I know it won't be a first-time manager. We'll definitely have to get somebody who has some managerial experience, but is there anybody else that you think other than those two come to mind real immediately?
Well, I'm not looking for more, frankly. And maybe there is another candidate out there. But if A.J. Hinch is available, I'm hiring A.J. Hinch because I think he's a really, really good manager. There's a note here from via Twitter from Vinny Duber of NBC Sports Chicago. Rick Hahn just said the ideal candidate to be the next White Sox manager will have October experience with a championship organization in recent years. So that's the phrasing there is interesting. It doesn't mean they will get the ideal candidate, but this shows you how he's thinking. I'll read that again. Rick Hahn says the ideal candidate to be the next Sox manager will have October experience with a championship organization in recent years. Well, that is pointing directly at either A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora. It doesn't necessarily say that it's October managerial experience. Maybe it's bench coaching experience. That leaves a lot of openings. But I do think that perhaps the reasons why we're bringing up these names are because these are indeed the names being targeted by your general manager. 312-644-6767. Next up is John calling from the South Loop. He's on the score. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. Now, I know you've been saying that you hope he gets ousted from the start, and I'm 100% with you. I can't believe it's happened. You know, the management team there has always been so loyal to personnel. I didn't think it would happen, and I'm ecstatic about it. One other thing that I wanted to ask you about is Yasmani Grandal. You know, it looks like you know, we're going to be losing our other catcher there, and I think he's been a team leader. I think Frank Thomas has said it. And I don't think we'll be able to bring him back. But, you know, you look at Grandal, you know, there's some things like in the playoffs and late in the season where when we are struggling in the playoffs to throw strikes and get balls to the plate, he never had a visit to the mound, never settled down these young freshman pitchers. And that's a little bit concerning to me. You know, you think about A.J. Pierzynski and all these teams that win the World Series, whether it's Buster Posey, you know, and whoever, the St. Louis catcher. They're huge team leaders. And they manage things well from behind the plate. He doesn't call a great game. I know it's kind of pushing things a little different direction, but just wondering what you think of him.
I think it's going to be a time and a place for that discussion. But truth be told, the manager will often call for the mound visit. That's not something that's necessarily initiated by the catcher. That you'll see the manager make, you know, with his, like the talking hand kind of like the hand puppet kind of mechanic to tell the catcher, hey, go out there and have a word with him. So the answer to that is a manager in charge looks at that as something he can handle as well. That he tells the guy that this is, you know, please go talk to the pitcher. I don't want to have a mound visit here. I don't need to burn a mound visit. So go have a word. I didn't notice that Yasmani Grandal was less apt to do that than others. I haven't seen a metric on mound visits on who to settle down and who needs what and when or what kind of conversation goes on in between innings. But there will be a time and a place for that kind of conversation. I do find it interesting that Rick Hahn is dropping some of these little breadcrumbs for us to tease us over to who that next guy may be. But now these very involved, intricate deliberate interview processes begin. But if you're just joining us, Rick Renteria has been fired by the White Sox as they now look for the manager to be the point B to point C person. Make no mistake, this is not like the Jim Boylan firing for me. I mean, it's not. You don't get a whole lot of joy. You know, you don't relish the fact that he's out. I know there are some people who do, who are really, really happy about this because they don't like Rick Renteria, the manager. It was a little different with Boylan, who I just didn't have a whole lot of respect for professionally or from what we've heard, the way he handled players, the way he responded to certain people, that it went beyond that. And we heard it after he got let go. Not relishing this. More breaking news. According to the Twitter feed of radio broadcaster Andy Mazur, the White Sox also mutually parted ways with pitching coach Don Cooper. Don Cooper is out. Wow. That is a firing. This the whole mutually parted ways. Ricky Renteria is out. Don Cooper is out. Full dugout purge going on. Rick Hahn is bringing in new people. He just said it. So the guy who was supposed to be pitching coach for life after it was 18 years is now out. There will be a new manager. There will be a new pitching coach. There will be new people in charge of the Chicago White Sox. Well, we're going to get more reaction to this, but that is your news of the day. Rick Renteria fired. Don Cooper fired. We are keeping you updated with all of the latest as we go. Rick Hahn is speaking as we are talking, and we're bringing you this information as we get it. You will get it too. Finding out what you think at 312-644-6767. It is clearly time for the White Sox to win, and Rick Hahn is now going to entrust different people to get them another World Series championship. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Breaking White Sox news on the score. Powered by Radio.com Sports. The Sox fire manager, Ricky Renteria. Keep listening for all the details of this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on the score is powered by Radio.com Sports. And brought to you by Indeed. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ozzie, there are people out there that believe that the White Sox changing managers is necessary for them to get over the top. There are other people that look at the offseason priority list and they think other acquisitions and free agent signings or trades might make more sense. If Jerry Reinsdorf were to ask Ozzie Guillen, what's the number one offseason priority to make this team a World Series contender, how would you answer?
Well, when I was working for Jerry, he never asked me that. He never did. I think Kenny have a job. I have a job. I think obviously Kenny and Jerry talk about it, and obviously Rick Hahn. This is a team dream to manage, and brother, let me tell you one thing. This team, everybody want to manage in the White Sox right now because I think they know, people know baseball. This is a team you want to compete for a few years. There's no doubt about it.
Ozzie Guillen will not be a candidate for the vacant White Sox managerial job, according to Rick Hahn. Apparently, Jerry Reinsdorf himself called Ozzie Guillen to inform him that he would not be a candidate. They said he is not the right fit for this organization. Bob Nightingale already speculating. He of USA Today saying that A.J. Hinch's name is the one that is figuring most prominently in some of the early discussion. And this is what it sounds like to me, that they know who's available and they've got their eyes on the right people. Rick Hahn saying that it would be someone with recent October experience or a recent champion, and we've got these names. We've got Layla Rahimi joining us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. She's on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. Well, this is quite the morning, isn't it?
You know, I think you said it the best the other hour ago. There's never a slow day in Chicago sports, is there? We thought we'd kind of recap the weekend, go into things, but no, not the case. The White Sox come out in the opposite of a news dump, straightforward on a Monday, and they make these decisions.
You can see Layla on Twitch at, that is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Even though there are some expressing surprise that Don Cooper is out as well, a lot of people close to the organization had believed that he had, for lack of a better term, kind of checked out, that he wasn't the active presence that he was, and some of the issues that Ricky Renteria was having with timing up the pitchers, with doing all that he was doing, that it, there wasn't an active collaborative relationship, that the bench and the bullpen were not working hand in hand. It makes total sense to me that they want an absolute fresh start when it comes to how they're looking at all of these resources.
Well, and I'm going to take it to a year ago at this time, Dan, or thereabouts this time, when the White Sox decided to let go of Todd Steverson and they wanted to promote Frank Menachino as the hitting coach. I think that was probably your first indication that things were going to start changing as far as the coaching staff and managerial staff was concerned. Because to me, that was a bold move when you decide that two of the top five in the American League in hitting, in Yoan Moncada and Tim Anderson, who was your batting title champion, and you still let go of your hitting coach at that point. So that was interesting to me, and really, I think, was the indication, the first signal that the White Sox were going to start moving in this direction. But Don Cooper, this team's pitching coach since 2002, to be out is, I think it's as surprising as the move with Rick Renteria. So they do want to do some wholesale changes when it comes to that piece of what this is. Interestingly enough, I heard Rick Hahn use the term in the, what I caught in the press conference, saying this is the fourth year of the rebuild. And I know that that's not a word Sox fans want to hear, or frankly, when I talked to Ozzie Guillen about it, he didn't want to hear that a year ago. But that was interesting to me as well, that they still think that they're in a rebuilding mode, which, if you look at it from an optimistic standpoint, means that there's more positive work and maybe significant work both on the roster and clearly on the managerial side to be done.
I also think it is the teams that act in this kind of ruthless, business-like fashion can energize a fan base where a White Sox fan right now who has been used to inertia, used to 5 years of Robin Ventura, and used to everything just being okay enough, and they'll compile talent and then all of a sudden good things will happen. The activity and aggressiveness underscores how good they know they are, and this idea of we don't want to waste this, we're not going to wait around, they're too young, they're too good, and understanding that players mature faster than ever, their primes come sooner than anybody thinks. And I think it's a great day to be a White Sox fan, to understand not only that you know your team is getting good, but your organization is acting on that knowledge and saying, we're not screwing around. It is time to win, and we're going to do everything we can to make them more likely to win.
Yeah, they're saying these are the standards, and we need to level up and change from what we had before. Not that there isn't respect given there to Steverson, to Coop, and to Ricky, but what they had was not working, so that's why they decided to go in this direction. Everybody wants to ask about Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch when it comes to this. Cora obviously having a family connection to the Sox. But I don't know, man. I don't know how you can't want to hire Sandy Alomar after the job he did stepping in for Tito Francona. I've always been really high on him. And he was brought up a couple years ago whenever Robin Ventura was in the last years of his contract with the Sox. So yeah, to me, if those are the names you're talking about, those are the biggest names that are available right now, are they not?
They are, but Rick Hahn said, this is the quote here, the ideal candidate to be the next Sox manager will have October experience with a championship organization in recent years. That tells me it's not Alomar.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think even though Cleveland didn't win it, that's close enough, right? It's close enough. Yeah, that certainly would indicate that it might be A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora.
You talked to a lot of people around the league, and A.J. Hinch is a really, really sort of next-level smart guy. When you talk about the Stanford guy with a psychology degree, and we just had Steve Stone on, who said he had a lengthy conversation with A.J. Hinch about what he learned from his first managerial stop. He also has a scouting background, which probably lends itself really well to a front office relationship.
Yeah, I actually worked with A.J. when he was in San Diego, and so was Rick Renteria. At the time, Ricky was Bud Black's bench coach, and A.J. was the assistant general manager. So he's definitely got the dual experience there when it comes to working in concert with the front office, being in the front office, and then also being in the dugout. I was thrilled for A.J. when he got that job in Houston. But I think it also remains to be seen when it comes to the culture of baseball and the unwritten rules. Are they the first ones to go when it comes to managers who are available? And if so, what does that say about potential repercussions down the line? But here's where I think it gets interesting is AJ also worked with Dallas Keuchel in Houston. So I wonder if that might have an extra piece of connection there. Even though Keuchel doesn't have the longest contract ever, it's still saying if this is our window, then we're going to go now and try to capitalize on these relationships. I think both Core and Hinch would be excellent candidates, but it also, you have to ask yourself, how much did what happened mean to you? You know, and that's a conversation that they're going to also have to have in these interviews, which I'm assuming are going to happen pretty soon.
I also wonder, too, about, and I don't want to get to sort of the Nuremberg defense here of just following orders, but what we know about Houston's situation was that fish rotted from the head. That was a Jeff Luhnow production, and we know about what infected that organization from the highest levels, whether it was the Brandon Taubman incident and the culture of that organization. It's one thing if you thought that A.J. Hinch himself masterminded that, or he came out, here's what we're going to do. And it was more a dereliction of responsibility. It was more a crime of inaction, what he chose not to do that he could have done that certainly affects the way that I think about it when we know how sort of pernicious and devious that whole culture was.
I also think you just have to hear what they have to say about it, right? Like, it's been a year. Let's hear what these guys have to say about it now that they're potentially the big names for jobs again. So time, to me, tends to be a good truth teller in these cases. So I want to hear what AJ has to say a year later, what everybody says now that the dust has settled, relatively speaking, even though the Astros right now are in the ALCS. But I'm very curious to hear what everybody has to say and how they say it moving forward, because that's going to really tell us the most. But either way, they're associated with it, you know, whether or not you want to admit it. And baseball deciding what they were going to do colored everything moving forward, the lack of punishment or their end.
There's a bit of good news here also. Rick Hahn has announced that Garrett Crochet has just a flexor strain. His UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament, is fine, and he is expected to be full go for spring training. So that is huge news for a franchise that has had some really bad injury news of late, had some bad luck on the injury front, to find out that their lefty that throws 102 miles an hour is intact and healthy UCL is certainly good news. Now, on the outset of this process, I find it interesting too, Layla, that they decided to take the Ozzie Guillen aspect out of it completely. What does it mean that they wanted to work? They wanted to announce first and foremost that don't even go there. They're telling us already they've decided not a candidate.
Oh yeah, and I was sad for Ozzie when I heard that, because I know he wants to be a manager again, and especially with all of his family in Chicago and his grandchildren too. I'm sure that was something that he was thinking about. But I think it also is simply the White Sox acknowledging their audience and their fans, knowing that Ozzie has a relationship with this team right now as part of the post-game show and the pre-game show that we've talked about so much, of course, that I used to work on as well. And I think that it's just the White Sox addressing immediately, because if they don't, they're not ahead of this message. Everybody's already talking about it. When you see the comments come through of people watching that live stream, I'd say about 25% of them were about Ozzie, if not more, maybe 30. Mm-hmm. So you have to get ahead of that message if you're the White Sox and you want to address this in a productive manner. Also, knowing that he is a part of this team in a way when he is a part of the show that surrounds the game broadcast. I thought that was the transparency was good, but I also am sad for Ozzie just because I'm his coworker, and I think I want to see him get a managerial job again.
I would love to see what the White Sox players' text messages look like right now, what those conversations look like in their various group chats. Because on the one hand, usually when a coach or manager is fired, players sort of say, well, what did I do wrong? Why am I at fault? This is one of those cases where I think the message that they should get is Rick Hahn wants to get you the best possible steward to put you in the best possible position to win things that really matter. That this was good, but this is almost similar to when the Cubs let Ricky Renteria go, that it's again doubling down on now it's time. This is your time to contend. Everything matters.
Right. And that's exactly what this is. I think it goes back to the windows that we were talking about. When you know you have only a couple of years, relatively speaking, with Dallas Keuchel, it's not the longest contract ever, so you've got that. You know you have your players under control from rookie deals for a certain amount of time. I think that's the main concern, is that fifth, sixth year of those rookie deals, when you want to make sure that there's a contention there as a club and as a cohesive unit. So to me, it's the White Sox trying to take advantage of that. It's trying to take advantage of who they have, how they have them, and then trying to move forward in that space before, you know, the contracts just get out of control because you have that amount of talent. We're seeing that on the north side right now. You got to make those moves.
Layla, thank you for jumping on, and look forward to Wednesday. We'll be in studio as usual.
Yeah, I'm already working on midway projects, so I don't really know how I feel about them yet, but this is a game-changer piece of news, that's for sure, so I look forward to seeing how we track it and how everything unfolds moving forward.
Layla Rahimi, thank you. See you Wednesday.
Good to see you, Dan. Bye, guys.
That's Layla Rahimi, and we've got a busy news day here on Sports Radio 670. Hub Arkish is in for Lawrence Holmes today. I'm going to be back on this afternoon. That it's going to be Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel on the Danny Parkins Show from 2 to 4. I'm going to jump on with Matt Spiegel from 4 to 6. So we've got a lot of moving parts today and a lot to talk about, but I'm going to be back for another shift, another show a little bit later on today. I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to write a column. I'm going to do some laundry. Then I'll be sitting right back here and talking again. When we come back, Ken Rosenthal is tweeting his thoughts from a national perspective about what's going on with the White Sox right now. We'll bring you that in a moment on the Score.
Breaking White Sox news on the Score. Powered by Radio.com Sports. The Sox fire manager, Ricky Renteria. Keep listening for all the details of this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on the Score is powered by Radio.com Sports. And brought to you by Indeed. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm in a lot, man. You know, you just allow, you know, each and every one of those guys to, you know, go out and compete, you know, the way they want to. And allow us to be ourselves. You know, ever since I got here, you know, he's been nothing but great. And, you know, just allow me to be myself and allow me to play the game the way I want to. And we made it this far. So, you know, we just got to keep working, man. Keep working. You know, I think he's the right guy.
White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson talking about Ricky Renteria, his former manager. Because the White Sox today have announced that they have fired Rick Renteria and Don Cooper, and the rest of the coaching staff remains open because it will then probably be filled by the new manager as deciding who should be retained and who will not. The other pieces of news, Ozzie Guillen is not a candidate for the White Sox job. They have decided he is not a fit for what they want right now. He was informed of that fact by Jerry Reinsdorf in a direct call from the White Sox chairman. Also, the news on Garrett Crochet is good. It's just a strain, and the UCL is fine, and he will be full go for spring training. Ken Rosenthal was tweeting about it today as well. The MLB on Fox reporter and senior writer for The Athletic wrote this. He said, some White Sox veterans felt Renteria needed to hold players more accountable. But this is the Cubs situation all over again. The White Sox are moving on in large part because more proven candidates, parenthetically he puts Hinch, Cora, are becoming available. Can anyone seriously imagine them hiring someone else? No, not based on what Rick Hahn said today. That it's going to be somebody with October experience with a recent championship organization. I mean, he's giving you the roadmap to the preferred candidates right in front of us. And I don't think we need to overthink this. I think we've got sort of a, this is an Occam's razor situation, that this is very much like what the Cubs did when a very specific name became available who was a World Series manager, who fit with their vision, who was the right guy for the right team at the right time. And that is exactly what Rick Hahn is doing. They are not screwing around. And Don Cooper, who has been a mainstay, just a constant presence for two decades, is now apparently not part of the organization at all. Steve Stone was on earlier speculating that he would have some sort of advisory role and position with the organization, but that appears at the moment to not be the case. We are going to do transition for the early afternoon show. Hub Arkish is sitting in for Lawrence Holmes, so I imagine they're reimagining what they had planned, as we often do when news breaks. That's what we do, bringing you the best and biggest coverage of the biggest stories as they are unfolding. And that's why we are your place to be today. As always, Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Breaking White Sox news on The Score. Powered by Radio.com Sports. The Sox fire manager, Ricky Renteria. Keep listening for all the details of this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports. And brought to you by Indeed. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.